What is up, everybody? And welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are live today on a Tuesday for a very exciting interview with Julia Christine. Julia is a former VIP cocktail server, and she is revealing what it is really like to be a bottle server for the in her elite tell-all memoir, Just the Tip, a memoir of a Las Vegas bottle server. Her stories showcase the glitz and glamour of this high-rolling lifestyle, but intertwines them with the tales of blackmail and murder, overdoses and sexual favors, and all the things they do to just get that extra tip. Julia, how are you doing today?
Thank you for that amazing introduction. And actually, all true. That's in the book. It's pretty crazy, but yes, thank you. I'm great.
I'm so great that you're great. Here is a cover of the book for those tuning in live, watching on YouTube. It is so fabulous. I love this cover. How did you put this cover together?
So when I first started off as a bottle server out in Las Vegas, I worked for the day club. I worked for a party called Rehab, which no longer exists, unfortunately, but it was the first pool party in Las Vegas, actually in the whole country. So we wore bikinis for our uniforms, and I didn't want to be too revealing as a cover, but so I decided just to wear a one piece. But that's how I got started. That's just basically a type of uniform that we wore as bottle servers.
How long were you a bottle server for?
So in Las Vegas, I was a bottle server for around 6 years, and then I had moved to New York City, and I was a nightclub bottle server in New York City for 4 years.
Wow. And are you done doing bottle serving now, or are you still doing it?
No, I'm done. There's lots of girl. I definitely had to retire my swimsuit and my lingerie nightclub outfit dress. I'm a little old now, so I guess you can call me an OG of it. But in a way, I'm kind of glad that I retired because a lot of my non-disclosure agreements that I had to sign while working in Las Vegas, I had to wait for them to expire before I could actually write my book too. So
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Is it kind of like a professional athlete retiring from their career in football or whatever? Like, is that how it felt for you?
yeah, because I still miss it. I mean, obviously, it's a really fun job. Even with all the bad things that did happen and stuff, I would never take anything back. Like I would, if I could stay young forever and work that job forever, I would. You meet so many cool people, you make a lot of money and tips, and it was just a great experience. So it is definitely a new change of pace that I'm doing now and stuff, but I'm excited for the future.
For sure. It's like the weekend. It's like you never want it to end, but then it comes to Monday and you're like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah,
It's
you're
just
like, should I
like
do it again next weekend or should I go to church?
and then you end up like partying again and doing it.
Exactly.
But were you like partying a lot on the job, or were you just truly working? Like, where is that kind of balance, and how do you kind of cohabitate with your coworkers if they're, if they're partying and you're not?
Yeah, so you do become a little bit of an alcoholic. I'm not gonna lie, doing bottle service, you not that you're forced into it, but you kind of want the clients and stuff, your customers, to drink more so they'll buy more alcohol. And when I first started, I was working at the pool and it was really hot. So we were actually told, do not drink with your clients unless you can fake it. Like I would pour myself like shots and throw it over my shoulder or drink water. But then when I got into the nightclub bottle service, I was drinking a lot more and stuff with them. And yeah, my liver definitely took some damage and stuff, but it is part of the job. But sometimes you just have to go with the flow and work your magic.
Where do you think like the top three best like hotels are for pool parties in Vegas?
Well, when I was there, I worked at Rehab. So Rehab is no longer in existence because the Hard Rock Hotel was sold. And now it's, I think, Virgin Hotels. But obviously, Tao and Tao Group, they own Marquee and they own Lavo. Those are still very, very big names in the nightclub industry for Vegas and New York City. And XS Nightclub is still in the top. And I actually opened XS Nightclub. I was one of the first cocktail servers to work there. And
Oh,
it's still
wow.
doing very well. And actually, some of the girls who opened with me, which I think that was what, like, maybe 12 years ago now, 15 years ago. Wow, crazy times. But yeah, they still work there too.
Okay. What are you doing for work now, and where do you live?
Well, I moved to New York City and I started doing real estate as well as doing bottle service at night. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that for several years. And then unfortunately, my mom had passed away with COVID, from the whole COVID.
I'm sorry.
It's very sad. A couple years ago. And so when she passed away, I decided to take this time to really, because she's the one who really inspired me to write my book and keep a journal the whole time I was in Las Vegas. So I kept the journal. And then, you know, when she passed, I was like, you know what, I'm really going to just do this for her. And so I left New York City and came back down to Virginia, because that's where I'm born and raised. Yeah, Virginia, Southern girl. And so I came back down here to spend more time with my family and really focus on my book. So I've been here for the past 2 years.
That's amazing. And I'm sure this book is like the full-time job right now, just like getting it out there, getting it sold and, you know, seeing what could come from it, because it's such a unique idea. And I hope that it's very successful. So why do people need to buy the book?
Well, because I feel like the bottle service industry has really taken off the past 2 years. And I feel like that whole lifestyle of the nightclub industry and how people get jobs working in it is so, you know, is so like in demand right now. People really want to know. And I'm not going to lie, I am a little surprised that no one's actually written a book before. I mean, in my situation, I had to wait for obviously a lot of non-disclosure agreements to pass. Those, some of them were like up to 5 years. Yeah. And then finally had the courage to write the book myself. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people aren't really familiar with. Overdoses, you know, within the staff, a lot of sexual harassment, a lot of, unfortunately in my job, I've seen people die and stuff, which is really the dark side of the bottle service, but also, you know, never judge a book by its cover. I know I'm in a bathing suit, but there's a lot more to the cocktail servers and the bottle servers than meets the eye. Like a lot of people think we're just bimbos, but most of us go to college or are college graduates and we just really want to make that extra tip, you know? So,
I mean, it's kind of a job where you can put as much work into it and you'll get as much reward. If you're there busting your ass every single night, I'm sure you could work 7 nights a week if you ask your, or is there ever like a limit? Do the bosses say like, no, you can't work. It's illegal to work this many hours, or you just kind of work whenever you want?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, you have to work a minimum amount of shifts. Now, if you want to pick up overtime, they usually have no problem with that. So yeah, you can make at least like 10 grand a week if you really wanted to hustle.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a lot of stamina and a lot of strength, and you have to have people skills. You have to know how to talk to people and how to sell drinks. And what was kind of your way to get someone to buy a shot or buy a drink? Like, how did you kind of lure people in?
Well, I have two ways. One is the first year I was a bottle server at rehab, we actually did a reality TV show. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the cast members on the TV show. It was called Rehab Party at the Hard Rock Hotel. And it was actually very successful. And the Hard Rock was actually sued by Hard Rock International to get the show offline because it showed so much debauchery and craziness, and they didn't want that to be affiliated with the Hard Rock. But it was a very popular TV show, and I was on it for 2 seasons. And so one of the ways that I got people to buy the massive, you know, 9 liters, 12 liters of champagne, or even give me an extra tip, is I would use my camera crew. I would have them go in, and so I would almost like guilt trip people. And then nobody wanted to be a cheap tipper on national television. So even though the bills were never shown, they didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I would have my camera crew zoom in on the bill as they were leaving the tip. And then I'm like, oh, 30%. So generous of you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where
or you got to buy that big bottle of champagne, you know, make yourself like, you know, king of the castle here in Vegas. So, yeah.
Where could people find the show?
That was my little trick. Well, it was on True TV. I don't even think it's allowed to be aired. It's like a banned reality show now because the Hard Rock had, you know, forbidden it to be aired anymore. So there's still episodes on YouTube. You can find it all over YouTube still.
Do you still keep in touch with a lot of the castmates?
My managers, I do. The bartenders and the other cocktail server who was part of the cast with me. No, I don't. We all kind of went our separate ways. And, you know, obviously while we were filming, we were all very close. And then, you know, as we just got older and we all started venturing out to other nightclubs or other parts of life or got married or whatever, but I still keep in contact with some of my managers. So that's kind of nice.
That's cool. What was the show kind of like? Was it just showing the ins and outs of the bottle service industry And would it also be drama between different cast members and hookups?
Yeah, you know, not really drama between us cast members, because it was actually a unique show, and the fact that they never did a casting call for the show. We were actually hired already as employees. We already did our casting call to become bottle service, become bartenders, and beat out like hundreds of other women to get these positions. And then I remember our first day of training, our managers and the CEO came up and said, "Hey, by the way, everybody, we're going to be filming a reality show. And so instead of us doing a casting call and having, actors or other people come in to apply for the TV show, we're going to use you guys." And so all of us actually already got along. And so the show was about just showing how crazy, Vegas was. And it got pretty wild. There were some things that were definitely not aired on show that I actually put in my book to inform people of how crazy and how outrageous it got. One of the stories was, and one of the chapters of my book is about the pool part, that what was in the pool.
Oh my God.
I'll just leave it at that. It's
So you're going
pretty
to talk a
disgusting.
lot.
Trust me, you might not want to go swimming in Vegas again after hearing this.
Oh God. So you're going to talk a lot about the show in your book.
There's like two chapters dedicated to the show in my book, just because I didn't want it to really focus on the show. Everybody kind of saw the show already many years ago, and I just wanted to focus on more of like what really goes on in Vegas besides me being on a reality show. I also talked about me when I got hired at Access and how it was very difficult. I mean, we made a ton of money, but at the same time, we were told every day, like, we're replaceable. We were made to feel like we're nothing, even though every single girl is drop dead gorgeous working there. But they really down your self-esteem working there. And then, of course, you have management, certain managers or owners who would want to take advantage of girls in situations and say, "Hey, I'll give you the better table where you'll make more money, VIP table, and you'll make way more money, but you got to two extracurricular activities on the
Oh
side."
no.
And for me, this is enough. Yeah, and I actually was put in that situation, and this is specifically with Excess Nightclub. And when I basically said no, or ran away, literally ran away from the situation, the following week I was reprimanded and fired from my job.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So this book is truly like telling your whole story, and it's going to be great to also help other women who are in the same situation and don't know how to say no or don't know how to set boundaries. So what advice would you give to your younger self and to women who are just starting to get into the bottle service industry, especially in Vegas?
For my younger self, or anybody who's interested to become a bottle server, you just have to have really tough skin and just be yourself. And if anybody tries to cross a line with you, whether if it's a client or a manager, just know your rights. And if you do get reprimanded, just know that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. That position actually opened up other doors for me. So because it didn't work out there, I was actually hired with Tao Group, and I was a Tao Group for several years, and they were one of the best companies I worked for. And I met so many cool people that I'm still really great friends with to this day. And I was able to move to New York City because of them and stuff. So, don't let other people like basically don't let other people, force you into something that you don't want to do. And on the flip side, if you do choose to do things for that extra tip, then guess what? That's your power and that's your right to do. No one can judge you for it because it's your choice.
Yeah, that's a great, that's
Which
really
I
great
also have that in
advice.
the book too.
That's really great advice.
Thank
Oh
you.
my God,
We
I
try.
love that. I'm so excited to read it and, just read all of it. I think it just seems so intriguing and I can't wait to hear more about your journey and your story. Is there anything else to do in Vegas
Thank you.
besides partying, besides nightclubs, besides swimming in the pool? What else is there to do in Vegas and the surrounding areas?
Well, now we have so many festivals that happen there, and I actually loved living in Las Vegas. If it wasn't for me getting older, because I actually started bottle service when I was 30, so I've already reached my prime, I thought, when I first started. But I would have still loved to live in Las Vegas and work in the industry. But there's so much to do there. There's so much nature. There's lakes you can go on to. It's a lot of big communities like Summerlin and Henderson, where everybody's just very much into their communities. There's the Valley of Fire, which is one of my favorite places to go hiking. You can go snowboarding, actually. There's lots of things to do there. Plus, if you get a little, urge, you can just drive a few hours and go to California. Yeah. Or actually Area 51, too. It's actually near Las Vegas. A lot of people don't know that. If you're into aliens.
Oh, wow.
I'm really into aliens. I'm a huge geek like that. So.
Oh, cool. I've been to the Seven Magic Mountains. Have you ever been to those?
No, actually, I haven't. No. Is that around Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's right outside of Vegas. And they're these big rocks. They're painted different neon colors, like blue and green and yellow. And it's like a huge like type of park where people take pictures.
Oh, my gosh. How did I not know that? I need to figure out some things, because I'll actually be back in Vegas in a couple of weeks doing a book signing. So I'll definitely, look into that for sure.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I know because I drive from LA, so it's something I always pass. So I can't miss it because I see it on the side of the highway. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you haven't made the drive to LA from Vegas, you might have missed it.
Is it like the XYZ exit? You know that exit? It's like XYZX or something. And
yeah, I believe
that. I always wanted to take that road and see where it goes. So
yeah, you got to just take roads. So when you go back to Vegas to promote the book and go to some book signings, where can everybody find you and what is your agenda for the weekend?
This weekend, just do yard work. I'm just kidding.
No,
I love gardening. No, but when I go to Vegas to do my book signing, it's actually going to be on a Saturday, and then I'm just going to meet up with a bunch of friends. We're going to go out to dinners. I probably won't do the nightclub thing because, it's a little weird now. Now I go to bed at like midnight at the latest, and mm-hmm. back in the day, I would go to bed as the sun was rising. It's pretty crazy how times have changed, but. I'll be there at Barnes & Noble doing a book signing, and I'll have everything linked on my Instagram if anybody wants to look into that or come say hi to me while I'm there. I'll have the exact date and location. And other than that, if anybody wants to get my book, it's on bookbaby.com, or you can purchase it on Barnes & Noble or Amazon as well.
I love it. Before I let you go, what are your favorite reality shows? What are you watching right now? I always like to ask my guests.
Well, I really was into The Golden Bachelor. I was like, oh, because I still believe in true love, even though I'm single. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then, now they're separated. So I'm pretty bummed out about that.
What did you think about that separation? Who do you think broke up with who?
Oh, I definitely think she broke up with him. And I think that he did something. I mean, I'm not going to say he cheated or nothing like that, because he's an older gentleman now. I mean, who knows? But I definitely think there's more to the story, unfortunately. But I feel like she is definitely a very sweet lady. That's what she comes across, but doesn't put up with any crap either. So I feel like she might have figured something out and it didn't work out. But The Golden Bachelor was my favorite for a little while. And I'm not going to lie, I do love that Love is Blind show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's a really good one. Celeste is tuning in live and she says, Julia, will you tune into Jen's season?
Oh, good question. You know what? Yeah, I actually like the Bachelorettes. I'm not really a fan of the Bachelor just because, I feel like all those women are so beautiful and just competing for one guy. We already do that naturally anyways. So it's kind of a bummer. But Bachelorettes, yeah, I'll probably be tuning in for her. Yeah, for sure.
That's a hot take.
She's the first Asian American too, right?
Yeah, she is. That's a really hot take.
Oh, good for her. And I think she's a nurse, so she's pretty successful in her own right. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for coming on and sharing your story. Everybody, go check out the book. I have Julia's Instagram linked in the description below, so you guys can go follow her and get all the updates. And thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Zachary, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye. And thank you all so much for tuning in, listening, and watching. Give this video a thumbs up, comment down below your thoughts, and we will see you in the next one. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Bye, guys. See ya.